Romans chapter 11. So Paul has been lamenting over his kindred Israel and sort of exploring their status in now that the new covenant has been made. So now that they are, you know, that as a nation they kind of went astray. But here's his, and let's go on with his judgment concerning this. Chapter 11, verse 1. I say then, hath God cast away his people? God forbid. For I also am an Israelite, of the seed of Abraham, of the tribe of Benjamin. God hath not cast away his people, which he foreknew. Watch ye not what the scripture saith of Elijah, if you will, how he maketh intercession to God against Israel, saying, Lord, they have killed thy prophets, and digged down thine altars, and I am left alone, and they seek my life. But what saith the answer of God unto him? I have reserved to myself 7,000 men who have not bowed the knee to the image of Baal. Even so, at this present time also, there is a remnant according to the election of grace. And if by grace, then it is no more of works. Otherwise, grace is no more grace. But if it be of works, then it is no more grace. Otherwise, works is no more works. What then? Israel hath not obtained that which he seeketh for, but the election hath obtained it, and the rest were blinded. According as it is written, God hath given them the spirit of slumber, eyes that they should not see, and ears that they should not hear, unto this day. And David saith, Let their table be made a snare, and a trap, and a stumbling block, and a recompense unto them. Let their eyes be darkened, that they may not see, and bow down their back alway. I say then, have they stumbled, that they should fall? God forbid. But rather, through their fall, salvation is come to the Gentiles, for to provoke them to jealousy. Now if the fall of them be the riches of the world, and the diminishing of them the riches of the Gentiles, how much more their fullness? For I speak to you Gentiles, inasmuch as I am the apostle of the Gentiles, I magnify mine office. If by any means I may provoke to emulation them which are my flesh, and might save some of them. For if the casting away of them be the reconciling of the world, what shall the receiving of them be but life from the dead? And I'll go back to that. I don't want to get too far into the chapter without starting to look at what we've already covered. I say then, has God cast away his people? No, not. Definitely not. God has not cast away the people of God, Israel. For I also am an Israelite, the seed of Abraham, the tribe of Benjamin. God hath not cast away his people, which he foreknew. Don't you know. Wot is like a old Anglo-Saxon word, I think. Wot ye not. What the scripture says of Elijah. And he was saying, you know, Lord, they've killed your prophets. They've broken down that. Now they want to kill me. And what does God answer? He says, I have reserved to myself 7,000 which have not bowed the knee to the image of Baal. So, what he's saying is that now, even now, there is a remnant, which means a leftover, according to the election of grace. God has always worked with remnants. From the time of Moses, I mean, in the wilderness, God was he just knocking them off like flies. Those who did not believe, those who would, you know, I mean, here. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, or 9, again, I think I said it 10 before. Oh, it is 10. Oh, I think I gave a bad reference a while back. Chapter 10, I said 9, 10, 11, but I meant 10, 11, 12. Okay. 1 Corinthians chapter 10. Moreover, brethren, I would not that you should be ignorant how that all our fathers were under the cloud. And all passed through the sea, and all were baptized unto Moses in the cloud and in the sea. And they did all eat the same spiritual meat, and did all drink the same spiritual drink, and they all drank of that spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock was Christ. But with many of them God was not well pleased, for they were overthrown in the wilderness. And some people's faith get overthrown. Now these were our examples, to the intent that we should not lust after evil things, as they also lusted. Neither be ye idolaters, as were some of them, as it is written, the people sat down to eat and drink, and rose up to play. Neither let us commit fornication, as some of them committed, and fell in one day 23,000. Neither let us tempt Christ, as some of them also tempted, and were destroyed of serpents. Neither murmur ye, as some of them also murmured, and were destroyed of the destroyer. Now all these things happen to them for examples, and they are written for our admonition, upon whom the ends of the world are come. Wherefore let him that thinketh he standeth take heed, lest he fall. Because just because you think you stand in Christ, believe me, if you don't take heed to those words, you can fall. You leave off the gospel of grace, you leave off the faith which is taught of the apostles, and you let your faith get overthrown, you fall just like them, and just like Israel. You know, there's always, but the idea is, many of them, God was not pleased with them. There were thousands of them being killed at different times because of unbelief. I mean, essentially, they would murmur against God. They would start worshiping idols. You know, I mean, it was unbelief, always unbelief. Even in the days of Christ, it's because if you believe not that I am He, you will die in your sins. You know, I do all these good works, but you don't believe me. It was because of their unbelief. So, there's a remnant according to the election. Again, we've learned in chapter 9 that election means selection of God. The foreknowledge of God. So, you notice he says, He hath not cast off His people in verse 2, which He foreknew. That goes back to chapter 8 in verse 29, where it says, whom He did foreknow, He also did predestinate. Remember, I pointed out in Matthew chapter 7, all these people are going to approach Christ on the day of judgment and say, Lord, we did all these works in Your name. And He's going to say, I didn't know you. I never knew you. Because Jesus has to know you. And it starts before you're born. Salvation begins before you are born. It's already determined. You just don't know.